think people will understand this better in markets around the rest of the world, especially in Europe. It's a fairy story. It's as near to a classical fairy story as I dare go. You know, you could take this script and do it two different ways. I could make it a very Celtic treatment, which would be very dark and rather somber and rather spooky. But I've chosen not to do that. I've chosen, I think, a slightly easier route, a more acceptable route to a more general audience. In that it has more light, more of a light side to it. Story-wise, we're told at the beginning of the film by this voice, the voice of doom, the voice of darkness, that the only way to trap the thing that he seeks most, which in fact is the alicorns of the unicorns, the only way to trap these creatures is to follow innocence. And so we go and we find innocence, and we see innocence, and we see Miyasara. We discover that Miyasara, like all adolescents, she'll object to that, she's, you know, more mature than adolescent, is in search of her, a character in the forest that she has a relationship with. We don't know who this character is. And then we discover that we find this boy in the forest, Cruz, who, if you like, is in theatrical broad strokes, you know, that one would think of Puck initially, but then I think Puck is far too theatrical a character to, you know, play a lead, to be a lead focus, right? So therefore, I'd rather like to think of Tom more as being a fairyland's answer to Tarzan. And so we meet this wild boy who lives in the forest, and in a sense is almost a lord of the forest. And they have this relationship. And so in fact what we find are two innocents. Well, Tom Cruise, I think I was looking for a character who was a hero figure, but at the same time carried a degree of innocence, carried innocence. I wanted that ingenuous quality, which I think Tom has. Tim Curry really, in a funny kind of way, was influenced by when I decided I didn't want the usual rotting, dreadful beast that would represent darkness, and or the devil, in fact. I don't believe the devil is like that, you know, and I've always got a feeling that, you know, evil has a better time than good, right? And therefore, I've always felt that evil may be as healthy and certainly as an attractive a character as good may be, if there's a balance to the universe, right? And therefore, that's what I was looking for in Curry. I wanted to find a theatrical performance, a big performance, actually, but a big physical performance with a very, very, you know, but a capability of controlling that. Miyasara, I was looking for an unknown, because this character had to personify innocence, and that's what she does. I think to feel that they have escaped for 2 hours into a fantasy world, which I think is fast disappearing in terms of both from, you know, a literature point of view and also from a film point of view, because I think these films are going to get more and more difficult to make. In a sense, it is a kind of theatrical experience, and I think one has to go into it with that in mind. Thank you.